days of old, you prophesied that the time would come when time would be fulfilled, when time would be at hand. Father, stretch out your hand over this entire land and wake up your people and the people that don't even know that they are your people yet. Wake them up, Father God. Show them by your truth, by your mercy and your grace. Father, let them know that the time is at hand, that they have been being called through time, through events, to come to you, that this is now the time that they are to repent and to come to you. Father, the people that have said that they are your people, Father, wake them up. Father, show them that time is fulfilled. Time is at hand. Your trumpets have sounded. Repent. Wake up. Time has been fulfilled. He's coming. Get out of your rut. Don't be as the people in the wilderness who wandered in circles for 40 years. Your God has provided for you. He's provided your food, your clothing. He's spoken to you. He's been so gracious to you. He's given everything that you need. He's worked in your circumstances. You cried out to him. He's given you strength to get through. He's taught you in those situations. He's given you victory in those situations. He's saying to you, move from where you are. Don't be a complaining, criticizing spirit, but move. Be in the moment of time that I have called you to be. Be in that moment, for the time is here. I am looking for a people who will open their mouths, who will stretch out their hands and proclaim the time. I am your mouth. I am your voice. I am your hand. Open your mouth. Stretch out your hand. Go from the place that you have stayed in your complaining, in your murmuring, in your rut, and moan. This is not a time anymore to be there. Time has run out as you know it. This is the time of the Lord. Death is pouring over America. The trumpets have sounded. Wake up! Wake up! You are to be at a chosen point of time, and you're not there. Fall on your knees. Fall on your face. Repent before me. Cry out before me. Worship me. Invite me. Thank me for all that I have done for you. I have prophesied from old that this time would come. Where have you been? God says, where have you been? Let us come to him where we're to be. If he wants to speak out the judgment for the land through your mouth, open your mouth, surrender to him, lay down your life, lay down your burden. First Corinthians chapter 7, verse 29. Time, he said, was passing away. That time is short.
Lord says. Don't be a stubborn people. Don't be a complacent people. Father, Lord, as this moment in time is upon us across the earth, let this be heard in one ear as your resounding trumpet, and in the other ear, words that pierce and cleanse the heart. The wind is changing. All the earth and all that is in it is ready. His creation, the beasts of the fields, of the waters, of the air, his animals, the elements, earthquakes, volcanoes, hurricanes, tsunamis, fires, plagues, pestilences, the signs are all here. Death is now sweeping over America. Wake up! Hear the trumpet of the Lord resounding the warning. Be ready, the Lord says. Be ready. Surrender. Repent. Be ready. Father, remove apathy from our hearts. Remove apathy.